Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and not quite spring-like weather yet, but we're holding our own, and we're looking forward to warming things up, hopefully later on this week. But it's good to be with you today, and I hope you're having a great Tuesday. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're moving on through the month of March now, and I want to talk to you a little bit today from Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. If your Bible's nearby, pick that up if you would. In Luke 18 and verse 1, "And he," that's Jesus, "spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth?" And so he tells us a parable here that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You understand, the disciples that were with Jesus saw him walk on water in a storm. But outside of Peter, no one asked him to walk on the water to teach them how to do that. They saw him open the eyes of the blind. But I don't know, it's not recorded for us that any of them ever asked, Lord, teach us how to open the eyes of the blind. Or teach us how to cause the lame to walk. Or teach us how to raise Lazarus and others from the dead. They did see him rise a great while before day and go to a solitary place and there pray. They did see him, after feeding the 5,000, go up into a mountain apart and pray all night long. They saw on the Mount of Transfiguration as he prayed, his countenance was changed and he became white and glistening. And so they came to Jesus, and what they asked him was, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. And the Lord answers with this statement, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, several statements. Number one, we ought to pray. Jesus said men ought to pray. He didn't say we may pray, or we could pray, or we will pray. He said we ought to pray. Of all of God's creatures, mankind is the object of God's love. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus laid down his life for us. We ought to pray. We ought to pray. Why ought we to pray? Well, number one, God wants to hear our prayers. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 8, the prayer of the upright is his delight. And in Psalm 65, verse 2, the psalmist says, O thou that hearest prayer. He said in the model prayer, when he's teaching about prayer, he said, you pray something like this, Our Father, which art in heaven. You know, he was never called that in the Old Testament. This is a new thing to the Jewish believers who would hear Jesus. It was always God, but now he says you can say our Father. We have a heavenly Father who wants to hear our prayers. I have grown children, but I delight to hear from them. I delight to talk with them. And God's no different as our heavenly Father. He wants to hear our prayers. And number two, we pray because that's the way to receive things from God. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And so he says, you have not because ye ask not. So, well, likely, many times we have not because we never ask. We never pray. You know, Lot was spared from Sodom. Why? Because Abraham prayed. The Red Sea was parted. Why? Because Moses prayed. The fire of God fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice on Mount Carmel. Why? Because Elijah prayed. the lions' mouths were shut and didn't harm Daniel. Why? Because Daniel prayed. Hezekiah was granted 15 more years of life. Why? Because Hezekiah prayed. God turned Job's captivity, Job 42, when Job prayed for his friends. Listen, men ought to pray. We ought to pray because God wants to hear our prayers, and prayer is how we receive things from God. But secondly, he didn't just say we ought to pray. He said we ought to always pray. That's what 1 Thessalonians calls pray without ceasing. That's what Philippians 4:6 means when it says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. We always pray. Why? Because we always need help. We always pray. Why? Because we always need grace. We always pray. Why? Because we always need strength. We always pray. Why? Because we always need power. We always pray. Why? Because we always need wisdom. We always pray. Why? Because we always need love. We always pray because we always need understanding. We always pray because we always need God. The attack is always on. We ought to always be praying. The devil never rests, so we ought to always be praying. The flesh is weak, so we ought to always be praying. The needs of life are constant, so we always ought to be praying. We ought to pray, but we ought always to pray. And then we ought always to pray. And prayer is asking. If we're not asking, we're not praying. You say, well, shouldn't we have confession? Yes, and that's confession. I mean confessing our sins to God. Shouldn't we have thanksgiving? Yes, thanksgiving is right and it's good, but it's called thanksgiving. And shouldn't we praise the Lord? Yes, have a time of praise. And that is right. And it's good to praise the Lord. God inhabits the praises of his people. But confession is confession, and thanksgiving is thanksgiving, and praise is praise. Jesus gave two clear examples about prayer in the New Testament. Luke 18, where we read today, and Luke 11. Luke 18 is about the widow and the unjust judge. And Luke 11 is about a friend who came to his other friend at midnight saying he had someone come to him in his journey and didn't have any bread to set before him. With the widow in Luke 18, she was asking to be avenged her adversary. And she kept asking and asking and asking and asking until she received the answer she wanted. It wasn't yes, no, or wait a while. No, Jesus is saying, listen, the judge answered, and though he was unjust, he did it, but because of her continual coming. And the same thing was taught in Luke 11 when he taught about the importunity, that's constant begging. He said he gave that man as much as he needed, not because he's his friend, but because of his constant asking, his constant begging. He wasn't taking no for an answer. He wasn't taking wait till tomorrow for an answer. Three loaves. Ask, and it shall be given you. And listen, that ask isn't one time. It's in what is called the continual sense. So it's ask and ask and ask and keep on asking. Seek and seek and seek and keep on seeking. Knock and knock and knock and keep on knocking. And it will be open. And listen, everyone that asketh receiveth. And everyone that seeketh shall find. And everyone that knocks, it will be opened unto him. That is answers to prayer. Because we ought to pray and then expect to receive our answer to prayer. Understand, we don't accept that in any other area. Why are we accepting that with God? Now, a lot of times what happens with us, we pray for 2-3 days, maybe, and we don't get the answer. So we say, well, God said no. And God looks down and says, oh, must not have wanted it very bad. You quit asking. Every day, that widow kept after the judge. All night, from midnight on, that fella kept knocking on the door, banging on the door. Give me bread, I need bread. Don't take no for an answer. Now, God may change that request. God may work on your heart to word something differently and ask something differently, because I want to line up with his will. That's why I said earlier, listen, take time to stop and ask God what your needs are. And then write those needs down. You know why? Because then I'm asking God for what he told me to ask him for. And then I'll receive what I have. And God knows what I need more than I know what I need. And that's how you pray and get answers to prayer. And that's how you pray, and not just ask it according to your lust, to your own desires. We know that if I ask according to his will, he hears me. And I know if he hears me, he'll give me the things that I've desired of him. 1 John 5:15. So men ought to pray. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray. And then men ought always to pray and not faint. The widow asked and didn't receive. 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 And then she kept on asking until the judge gave her what she asked. She didn't quit. She didn't stop. She didn't slow down. She received. Abraham prayed from 50 righteous down to 40, down to 30, down to 20, down to 10. The man with three loaves kept on going, kept on asking, kept on asking. Importunity. I'm saying keep on praying till the light breaks through. Keep on praying. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. Don't doubt. Don't lose faith. Don't faint. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Men ought to pray. We ought always to pray. We ought always to pray. And then we ought always to pray and not faint. Now I want to ask you today, what prayers have you given up on? What requests have you just quit asking for? You just decided, well, I prayed enough about this, and God said no. Oh, there's folks that have prayed 40 years, 50 years for loved ones to be saved, to finally see God answer, and they receive Christ. Any need? Is there anything right now that God puts on your heart that you ought to be praying about? Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? Did you sue for loving favor as a shield today? Oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change the night today. So in sorrow or in gladness, don't forget to pray. Men ought to pray. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray. And men ought always to pray and not to faint. I hope you'll take advantage of that today and spend time in prayer, talking to God, and then be quiet and allow God to speak to you. I hope that's encouragement to you today. It is to me, and I want to see God work. And listen, God desires to work in our life. God's a good God. He does good things for you and me. Let's trust him today. Let's pray to him today. Hope that's encouragement to you. Well, hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Hey, I want to thank you again, those of you who call from time to time. I get the call from Sunbury the other night, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. I appreciate you folks, and if we can pray for anyone or pray for anything for you, we'd love to join with you in prayer or share with you in the blessings. Just contact us here. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to support us, we have a donate button on our website, as well as now you can Zelle money to us, Z-E-L-L-E, I believe, and you can Zelle that to us at Bible Baptist Church, and certainly pray for us, and we'll be happy to pray for you as well. All right. Well, listen, have a great Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.